Final few minutes here of the Roto Experts in the Morning, wrapping up a Thursday show. This is week 16. This is championship week. And fighting for the fantasy football championship of their league, it is brothers, drivers, but ultimately fantasy football finalists and competitors. It's Austin and Ty Dillon, and they join the Roto Experts in the Morning right now. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for joining the program. Congratulations on both making the finals, and I'm surprised you guys are actually talking to each other right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week in the Dillon household.
So, fellas, good to have you on again. And, you know, boogity, 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 let's go into the RCR championship here. And, Austin, you had a very, very interesting story about how you got into the finals, and you're a Carolina Panthers fan to boot.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on this year. I've won, like, three games by 1 point or less. We do, half points, and I won two. And going into the championship game, I'm down 15 by a point. I get 15 out of Graham Gano and the Panthers. So I had Graham Gano in the last game. She had nobody. Had a 14-point lead on me, and Gano's 41-yarder took me to the championship for the second straight year. Hopefully I can bring home the trophy again this year against Ty.
Yeah, you know, hopefully you can. There's some decisions to be made, including what to do with these San Diego running backs. Kenneth Farrow, Ronnie Hillman, Melvin Gordon. Now, it doesn't look like Gordon's going to play. Kenneth Farrow is someone that did not have a good game last week and does play Cleveland now. What are you thinking on Kenneth Farrow?
Man, this is a tough call because I've kind of just used Melvin Gordon all year long, and he's been great for me. And I had the same call last weekend with Farrow, and Julio was out. So I was kind of down my best two players with Julio and Melvin Gordon being out. I'm hoping, I don't know, it's not looking good for Melvin Gordon. I think it's going to be a toss-up there. I've got some options, but not it's going to be tough to have to not start Farrow. If Gordon sits out, I'm probably going to have to start. I don't really have anything else other than McKinnon and Dwayne Washington. And Washington was pretty terrible also last weekend. So he just never get anything going in the run game.
Yeah, you definitely can't start Jerick McKinnon or Washington.
Never.
Those guys were humongous disappointments. But let me ask you fellas this. Speaking of humongous disappointments, what happened to the Carolina Panthers this year?
Look, easy, guy. We're still in this, actually. I think it's like a $250,000 to one that we make the playoffs, but we still got a shot. We're still technically in. We need the Packers to lose out. We need the Lions to lose out. And all we need is the Vikings to lose one and Tampa Bay to lose one, and I think we're good. It's either the Packers have to lose out and the – I don't know. It's a pretty – long shot, but it could happen.
You're forgetting the fact the Redskins have to tie.
Yes, it's a lot going on. But
that's
anything,
the one that's
going
to be difficult.
Anything specific that you can point to as being fans that you saw that, you know, led to such a drop off this season?
Yeah, you guys got season tickets too. Yeah,
I as far as my side thinking, I think one of the big things is the offensive line didn't really have any continuity at the beginning of the year. Or went down early and never came back, and they really haven't said anything. And it was with a concussion.
Fellas,
they're finally starting to get their offensive line play back, and then their rookie cornerbacks were off to a little bit of a slow start, and that defense just didn't have the same groove they were in last year. And I don't think Cam Newton doesn't do really well when the defense isn't playing so good. He's more of a front runner. He needs that lead so he can kind of take off and do his thing.
Fellas, has Cam Newton been treated unfairly this season by the referees?
Definitely.
I think so. I mean, Monday night was a good example.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I just don't think he's getting the calls that these other guys are getting, because if you go to a game, if you've been to a game where Cam's playing in it and you watch the players walk on the field, he's probably one of the top four biggest players on the field in any team he plays against. Top three players, he's huge. So I don't think the refs give him what he deserves, and just because he's one of the biggest players on the field anywhere he goes.
Austin, you seem like a very creative guy, very successful. So what happened with the team name D's Nuts?
Well, you know, they were talking about you. About you, so I decided that that's what I was going to make my team name.
So, Ty, you got some very tough decisions this week because you're loaded at wide receiver. You know, you got Crowder, you got Cooks, you got Edman, you picked up Anderson from the Jets, and Moncrief could or could not be back this week.
Yeah, it's I got some tough decisions, and I got some tougher matchups going against Austin. He's got some pretty easy matchups he's going against. I'm a little worried about that. Hopefully, some of those games get blown out. Overscore on that match. I think my whole game matters on my two top guys have carried me through the year. When they play good, I usually win, and it's Breeze and Cooks. So Cooks is definitely going to be in the lineup, obviously, with a good matchup going against Tampa Bay at home. I was able to pick up Robbie Anderson in our league's a 16-team league. I picked him up 2 weeks ago. I just saw the game when Bryce Petty first got in. He had 17 targets. I was like, hell, we can take a flyer on this guy, and he's played pretty well. He's a little bit worrisome. Well, I like the way that Savage was throwing the ball to Hopkins last week, so I'm going to roll with him, I believe. I'm going to go with him and Cooks and Crowder.
Yeah, I would
Crowder's
definitely
really
put Hopkins in your lineup.
We're talking to Austin and Ty Dillon facing each other this week in their fantasy football final, a 16-team league. One other name here on the bench, it's Fat Rob Kelly here, right? Fat Rob Kelly on the bench for you, Ty, and he's another name that I'm surprised to see on your bench.
Yeah, definitely. I've been keeping my eye on him actually all year. I told my mom. She's in our league, too. She didn't have any running backs at the beginning of the year. I was like, keep your eye on this Rob Kelly guy. They like him. She picked him up, and then she dropped, and she got a little impatient, so that I picked him up later in the year. And he's been good. I got a tough decision there between Jonathan Stewart and Rob Kelly. Both had pretty good games last week. I like the way the offensive line is moving the ball for Carolina, and then going up against that Atlanta defense. I know they're a good team, and good teams usually play good, but I'm going to stick with Jonathan Stewart, and he's been getting so many touchdowns at the one-yard line. So, and it's not a PPR league, and I need those touchdowns.
You guys are in more than one league. You know, there's more than one league for you. I think there's a family league, and you're in the Richard Childress Racing League as well. Have you guys ever faced each other in a championship before? And, you know, why do you guys enjoy it so much? You know, there's a lot of fantasy football talk in the garage.
There's lots of fantasy football talk in the garage.
Yeah, for sure. I'm in a bunch of leagues too. I think Austin said he's in six, but I'm in the SiriusXM crossover league, and I'm playing Tommy G for the team chip in that. So,
wow!
But this
I hope
my
you
first
beat
time
his
playing
ass.
Austin for a team. That's the plan. I stomped him earlier in the year, so I'm planning on wearing him out this weekend.
What's more important to you here? What's more important? That SiriusXM league against Tommy G, or winning against your brother?
I don't know. Probably winning against Austin. Our league, our family league, has been going on for 6-7 years now, and it's really competitive. It was almost more competitive than the crossover was this year. So I want to win that one. Me and Austin always go back and forth every year at a draft. We have a big draft deal, but both of them would be cool to win, and I'm planning on winning both of them.
Ty,
he definitely wants to beat his brother. Hold on, let's just stop here. He wants to be in this, but he's never made it to the championship. Truthfully, it's the last time he's not been in the playoffs in the last 5-6 years. So I think he wants to win this one. It would be good for him, too.
So what's on the line here for you guys? Do you have like a family trophy or something like that?
Every year we say we're going to make a trophy and have all these cool ideas of a trophy. Like getting a leather jacket and getting your name put on it, it gets passed around after the winter. That hasn't happened yet, but the bragging rights are pretty awesome, and it does pay pretty well. So it's a good little cash league, too.
Let's talk about.
I think I'm going to go buy a trophy with the winnings.
Oh, there you go.
That's not a bad idea.
There you go. So Ty, you know, in November it was announced that you're going to replace Casey Mears and become a full-time rookie in the Munster Cup Series, which the name has been changed here. Exciting for you, you know, joining your brother on the top circuit here. You know, what are you doing to prepare for your first full rookie season? And how are you going to react this year when people say that they have you on their fantasy NASCAR roster?
That's going to be cool. I'm big into fantasy, so it's kind of cool when people come up and talk to you about being on their team. And I'm very excited to be a part of the 13 Geico guys. It's going to be a great year with this season. And I know I have a lot to learn, but I got high hopes for what we can accomplish this year. I think, with the partnership between Germain Racing and RCR, that we're going to have great cars, and really looking forward to working with my new crew chief, Booty Barker. We're already communicating a lot, getting everything ready going into the new year. I'll be running a lot of the Xfinity races too, so I'll be in a race car a lot. Just got to get ready this offseason, working out, preparing my body for what's to come.
Yeah, and Austin, real quick, because we just got like a minute left. You made the chase this year, so obviously last year, congratulations, but obviously your goals are bigger, maybe to get a win in the Cup Series, you know, and you know, try to contend for a championship here.
That's right. You know, that's the main thing, is to try and get that first victory this year. I mean, we made the chase, marked that off the list. Now it's time. I want to go to victory lane, and that's our main goal, is to get there, bring home a trophy at one of these races. And if we do that, it'll be a successful year, and that puts us in the chase, and we know what to do in the chase now. I feel like we did a good job making it to the next round this year, and had a shot. We only missed it by a point to making it to the final eight, so that was a nail-biter at Talladega. And I'm just looking forward to this opportunity again. We've got some great partners, and hopefully we can bring home a trophy.
Best of luck to both of you guys this week, and, of course, upcoming season.